Well, new tonight out of Afghanistan, the Taliban gaining more ground as U.S. troops withdraw, of course, after nearly 20 years of military presence. The most recent Taliban gains in the area you see highlighted in blue, now controlling about 90% of the Helmand province. Only the capital remains in government control, and if it's overtaken, it would be the first provincial capital seized by the Taliban in years. News Asian White House correspondent Allison Harris live for us tonight in D.C. Allison, we know the U.S. military working to fight off the Taliban, even as those final troops are leaving the country there.
That's right, Nicole. U.S. ground forces may be almost entirely out of Afghanistan, but now American warplanes are on the attack, trying to beat back a rapid Taliban advance that now threatens to take control of major cities in Afghanistan. The airstrikes are an attempt to force the Taliban out of the large swaths of land that the Taliban has captured as the U.S. completes its pullout of the country. Right now, the airstrikes are focused on a specific part of southern Afghanistan. Afghan officials say the Taliban right now has almost full control of the provincial capital there, controlling 9 out of 10 districts. The Taliban gaining full control there would be a major turning point in their takeover, and it would be the first provincial capital to fall.
This is an Afghan military effort that we are supporting where and when feasible with airstrikes. Where and when feasible. It is not a U.S. military strategy. And this is a really important point. This is their country to defend. This is their military to fight with. And they're doing that. And where and when we can help them, we have the authorities and the capabilities to do that.
The commander of the Afghan forces is calling for Afghans in areas that have been captured by the Taliban to evacuate those places, as many are hiding in their homes. The UN says 40 civilians have been killed and more than 100 have been wounded in the area where those airstrikes were being launched just in 24 hours alone. The UN and other advocacy groups are calling for fighting to move away from areas where there are a lot of people, a lot of civilians, expressing deep concern for people's safety and also concern about damage to people's homes. Nicole?
Oh, yeah. Safety certainly a concern. All right. Allison, thank you.